Our scripture is 105:38. Egypt was glad they left, because dread of Israel had fallen on them.
O Lord, how many times have you put the dread in my foes? Open my eyes today so that I may see your complete providence. You are the Almighty God, and forever I will sing your praises. Amen.
Think about how many times has the Lord thwarted your enemies. A story that comes to my mind, a quick one, is about Arthur Blessed, who carried the cross around the world. He had one time taken his family, and they had camped in a trailer in the middle of nowhere. And they heard a noise outside, and Arthur opened the door and noticed they were surrounded by armed men. And he knew that it was the end of his life. He grabbed his Bible and decided he was going to preach to them before he died. He stepped outside. They ran away. The next day in the village, he heard the stories of how all these men with automatic weapons, machetes, and gun belts suddenly appeared behind him and on top of the trailer. Little did he know that a lady in the United States at that moment was driven to her knees to pray for him. The action for today is deliver someone in need, either by giving a testimony about how God has delivered you or by words of kindness and encouragement. Be open to the Lord's leading. If he tells you to pray for someone, fall to your knees immediately and pray for them.
Today's treasure is found in the book of Psalms, chapter 18, verses 1 through 3. I will love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised, and so shall I be saved from my enemies.
Continuing with spiritual revival in children, teach your children to have a heart for the lost. When they spend time in the Word, they see that the lost are clearly on God's heart. There is no point in praying for a revival without an all-consuming passion to see the lost people come to Jesus. That's our whole point in life, to see the lost come to Jesus.